What's going on, AfterBuzz family? You knew we couldn't stay for too long. It's time for the mid-season premiere of Braxton Family Values, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's been a long time.
What? Yes. Without a dope beat, step two.
Step two.
Step two.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey. It's been a long time.
Hey.
It's been a long time. Without a dope beat, step two.
All right, who's gonna take that verse? Who's gonna take that verse? Hey, go ahead. Hey.
Hey.
Oh my God.
I'm just going in, you know.
Welcome to Club AfterBuzz TV. I'm your DJ. No, I'm just kidding. You guys, it's been so long. Welcome back. Mid-season premiere of Braxton Family Values. The whole cast is back here.
Woo!
Look, we stayed in touch. We said, we promise we'll be back when they come back on air. So once again, I'm your lead host, McCall Hall. You can find me on social media when sports and pop culture collide at So McCall Hall on Twitter and McCall Hall of Fame on Instagram. And my lovely and so faithful co-host to my left, remind him who you are.
Y'all already know, though. Y'all can follow me everywhere at Mr. Carter.
Yes, and you can follow me. My name's Kalima at Kalima Music Art Wisdom everywhere.
And you guys can follow me on social media at DJ Richie Sky.
Yeah, we know they're going to follow DJ Richie Sky.
Oh, we already know this.
We already know this.
DJ, you know.
We probably already are.
Yes. Now, if you guys are new to the show, and new to AfterBuzz TV, make sure you guys follow us on social media at AfterBuzz TV across the board. Now, Braxton Family Values, I've done a few shows here at AfterBuzz. This is one of my favorites.
Mine too.
Because the fans out there, shout out to y'all, they are so lit on social media. My favorite platform to integrate with you guys is YouTube. So after the show airs, I usually look through the YouTube.
I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah, maybe I'll start looking at YouTube.
I
too.
Why are you giving me a side eye?
Well, you should.
She was like, yeah, right.
You should. You I don't know if you have a bae this season, but if you just look on YouTube, there are bays out there. People have come from my
bae-less.
Throat. People have tried to fight me over you.
Yeah, yeah.
You're worth
Seriously.
It. You're definitely
In
worth
the comment
it.
Sections and stuff, I'm like, y'all you know. Gotta find
Right?
Dad.
That's true, right? I posted on Instagram today, huh?
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but mm-hmm. everybody, every one of our members here, you guys get a lot of love on YouTube, so make sure you guys check it out. But the fans from last season, they were so faithful on YouTube, so let's keep that going. I'll make sure to shout you guys out every single week.
Boom.
So let's get into it, you guys. So I was briefed by Mr. Carter that this is technically season 5, episode, brace yourself, 16. Lord have mercy.
Still going.
Lord have mercy. Episode 16, tabloids, rumors, and repercussions. And the sisters are back in L.A., back to the same old ish. So they met up at Tony's house. You know how it usually starts off. Tamar brought some white wine because she don't drink no dark. Racist.
Don't it always start off with a drink, though?
Always start off with a drink.
That's how life should just always start off with a drink.
With a drink. You know, wake up in the morning with a mimosa.
I could use one right now.
Okay. Man.
I could use one right now. And Tracy is back on what I thought we were done with, and we will see it circulate throughout this episode. Tracy is still disappointed about that whole song situation, Broken Wings, and we'll get into it more. But the big reveal is Tony's going on tour without any background singers. So remember last year, or last season, she said, I don't want my sisters to sing background, but she never found replacements. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't she auditioning people as well?
I think she's a tough act to please.
I think so too.
Mm.
Come on, Tony.
Yeah. She doesn't need any background singers though.
Because she's Toni Braxton living legend.
That, and also just because, like, you know, she can have a background track. Like, you know, if she felt like she needed some sort of harmony and stuff, I feel like
I'll be one of her doo-wop pop.
Like, people
chicks.
Don't come, right? People don't come for her.
Give me some background singers so I could take a break for a second. You know,
that's
right?
True.
Catch my breath, take a drink.
You know,
true.
I might want to refresh, you know?
Thank you.
Hydrate my palate. Okay. So I do have an idea about who her background singer could be if he could sing, and the sisters do as well. Birdman. So Birdman's still
LOL.
Mature. I thought we weren't going to see any more Birdman, but clearly the cage is still open.
Wait, so is he man enough for Tony, y'all?
Guess we're going to find out.
Why you gotta lie to me? And speaking of man, the new nickname alert, the emergence of Skinny Daddy. That's Vince's new nickname, Skinny Daddy. Did anybody see them on Wendy Williams this week?
I heard through the grapevine.
It was a great interview.
Amazing.
It's only 12 minutes, totally. You guys go watch it for sure.
And what did they talk about?
Well, they talked about the show, his weight loss, you know, how it's impacted him.
Of course, the real. You know, she said, Tamar mentioned that she hasn't seen any of the girls. She actually did see Tia, Tamara's sister, in the airport on the way to New York for the interview. And they were just waiting for her to put some shade out there. But she was like, no, I spoke. Like, there's no, you know, she actually said the same quote that she said on the show. Like, the only beef that I have with is the devil. So... like, I don't got beef with nobody,
And I ain't even got beef with him because, you know, I don't eat red meat no more. I got chicken.
I got to say this, though. Like, I had the privilege to DJ for them for New Year's.
I was hoping you bring some. I didn't want to put you on the
but
spot.
But you know what? No, nice. But I had to because when I got to the door and Vince answered the door, he answered his own door.
Oh my God.
What I'm saying? Like, he is so cool and down to earth, but he definitely was. Like, I had never met him before, but just seeing him on TV, he definitely looked like 10 times smaller.
Really? Wow.
10 times smaller and really, really good spirits. I mean, he was like funny as hell, like amazing.
You can see it in the cheekbones,
You can,
I can see it in the cheekbones.
He just seemed like he had a glow about him at that point in time.
He might have just got some.
Well, I mean,
shit, I'd be going.
New Year's Eve, bringing in the New Year's.
You ain't got to wait till 12 o'clock.
That's
honey.
Not even surprising, though. Like, he just seems like, of course, you know, he would just be so, like, laid back, down to earth, like,
funny,
just a family type of guy.
He came to the door joking. It was great.
That's so awesome.
I don't want to be all up in your business, but, like, did they make any requests, like, song requests?
That's
like,
a good question.
Like, was Tamar like, I want some ratchet booty checking Beyonce music.
You know how she do, right? I mean, for me, Tamar did request some, some ratchet, like, hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Vince, his tastes lie more along the, like, old-school, like, R&B, you know?
I love it.
Toni Braxton made some requests, too. Okay. She wanted some Drake.
Oh, Toni,
you know? She wanted some Drake?
Yeah, so, I mean, honestly,
she wanted some
Birdman. No, it was a... Listen, no. But what I will say is, everybody was cool. Missy was there. She was cool.
Really?
Yeah, it was nice.
Everybody was there.
It was a really, really nice event.
Did they break out in song at any point during the night?
No.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Was everybody drunk like that way
been straight
before 12 a.m.?
Nobody was. I don't think anybody was drunk before midnight, but, like, you know, everybody kind of turned up after
midnight. Did they let you drink?
Oh, yeah. I drink at every function I DJ.
Hell, we just forgot to
I will
to bring
be like, if I can't drink, shit.
We be drinking right now. Man. We just forgot to stop by the stove. Shit, we was rushing.
We know now.
Hey, yo. Welcome back to Braxton Family Values on AfterBuzz TV. I have a quote for you guys. Tamar's man is getting skinny. Tracy's man is getting pudgy. Shade. And Trina is getting a divorce. Excuse me, Tawanda.
Golly. Yeah. Tawanda, right.
I thought she had been divorced.
The shade. Tamar says, y'all been breaking up for 7 years. That's the shade.
Okay. And to piggyback what you just said, you thought that they was already divorced or that was already happening. I kind of thought that was already happening too for 7 years.
Well, we later find out they haven't been intimate in 3. Anywho, so do we believe do we believe that their divorce will be final by the end of this season?
I certainly do. After he talking about what he want to take from her,
and we'll get into that one because I have some very passionate points. But yes, so Tawanda is officially entering this final stage of being separated and legally divorced. Sisters go back into it about Birdman. But Tawanda, you know, goes back to the whole fact that she needs a husband and not an unemployed roommate. And the ladies cheers, clink, 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 to a good tour for Tony and a good stepdaddy because Miss E, ladies and gentlemen, is still single. Yes. So next thing, they go to Bar Chicks down in Atlanta. Tamar is still mad about broken wings. First things first, I ask this, I feel like on every episode, has anybody heard the album or single?
Well, I don't think it's out.
Well, the album is not out. Yeah, and like she said, the single, they don't want to put it out because they wanted to do some more songs. They don't think it's the right song.
So we don't know if it's good. We don't even, okay. All right.
But from the demos, from what we heard in the studio when they were creating the song, it felt good. So.
Okay. Still in Atlanta, Tracy and Tawanda meet up at Bar Chicks, and they only have 2 hours to drink because Tracy's not going to pay for more than 2 hours of drinks. And then Vince and Tamar link up in ATL in a Wraith. First of all, you can't just shoot a Rolls Royce Wraith, like, straight on. Did anybody peep the camera angles?
Yeah.
Like, how they swooped down and then caught Vince, like, hopping in the Wraith.
That was, like, amazing.
If I had a Wraith, I would demand that you shoot me with a very dramatic camera angle, darling.
Yeah. He needed an entrance, huh?
So, I didn't know this. I didn't hear it in the tabloids because the title of the episode is Tabloids, Rumors, and Repercussions. I never heard about Miss E getting run over with a golf. Okay, no. Let me start that again.
I never heard that.
I didn't hear that Miss E, God, I hope you are all right. I did not hear that you got hit by a golf cart, but darling, I hope you're feeling better and recuperating. Logan somehow got behind the wheels of this golf cart. Okay,
somebody did. It's really not funny, but it was just how random it was. It was funny to me.
Because of the way Tamar was telling the story.
It was random.
And then they kept showing the footage of it. That's why.
You know, shame on the editors. Shame on the editors because they knew what y'all knew what y'all was doing.
Oh, God, they kept showing the security surveillance camera. He just going to the crowd. Jesus. And according
no,
and,
y'all.
And quote worthy, Tamar described it as splatter tat tatter. Couldn't think of a better one. Splatter tat tatter. Oh, Lord. So it gets really juicy right here. Number one, Tawanda. Let me just say this. She looks fabulous. For somebody who's going through a divorce, she looks great.
I mean,
early season, you know, kudos. She looks the best, in my opinion, of all the sisters. Again, early season kudos. She meets up in ATL with her attorney to discuss her 13-year marriage now coming to an end. Reactions just off the bat.
Well, I would have been like, you ain't having the house in L.A. The reason I say that is because, like, last season, that was her thing, coming out to L.A. for acting and that sort of thing.
Yeah,
so
that was her
sanctuary.
It
seems as though maybe that there's, you know, she found a spot out here, you know, okay, you can't have that. No, you can't have it. And you ain't taking the kids either. How about that?
Yeah, so we find out that not only does, what's his name?
Bruh man.
He act like bruh man because he ain't got no damn money. He would like the rental property in Maryland. Shout out to you for having rental property, Tawanda. The condo in L.A. And the home in Georgia.
And what does that leave her with?
But my thing is, what does that
mean? Why not just split stuff like that?
But here's my
just
gut
assumption.
Because
you can find a way to do that.
You can sell it and split it.
Okay, DJ Richie Sky. If I offer you half of the bottle of vodka that I buy for us, then I offer that to you.
Right.
You're not entitled to it because I bought it. So if you come here next week assuming that you're entitled to half of my bottle of vodka, well, it doesn't work like that, darling. I mean, I paid for it. Now, if I feel so generous with you to say, hey, you look thirsty and you want some, and if Mr. Carter wants some and Kalima wants some, I mean, that's my right. But I don't have to give you anything. Right. Keep that in mind.
That was a great analogy.
Get your life. But Tawanda is hell to the no. Absolutely no kids. I think she was somewhat receptive to the idea of giving up that Maryland property, though. But that house in Georgia, absolutely not. And the kids, hell no. What was the attorney's name? I wrote it down. Ontavious.
Oh, that was it.
It took me a lot. I had to read the closed captioning. Mm-hmm. Ontavious even asked, what about splitting the kids? Like, the boy, Braxton. Oh, God, what's her daughter's name? I can't remember. Anyways, Braxton going with the dad, maybe, and the daughter going with her. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a good idea.
No.
I don't know if you guys have experienced that.
I've never experienced it, but it just sounds horrible.
Right. You don't want to do that to your kids. That's been together for most of their life to begin with.
Mr. Carter, I have 3 questions.
Yes.
How is Andre going to feed them? Mm-hmm. how is Andre going to provide shelter? Again, because he doesn't have any money. And who in the hell is going to babysit Andre?
So maybe he wants. So maybe he wants all three properties because he plans to sell one of them so he can have some money.
He should go work for Gabe.
That could be something. LOL.
That's a whole spinoff in itself. That's a whole.
Gabe works in IT. Mm. There's always money there.
There is, hey. But I don't think that. I think Andre is just an idiot.
Okay.
Well. Like, I don't even think Andre could be like an intern in the like postal room. Yeah. I think Andre is an idiot.
These men that they got with, yo, like, mm-hmm. I mean, for Trina and Tawanda specifically.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Andre is just such an idiot to me. I feel like the courts would allow the children to have custody of him. Like, okay, Braxton, you get Andre. Wow. It got really tense when the attorney brought up open marriage, which I thought that they were having the whole damn time. And Tawanda, I love you, Tawanda. I don't believe that you've never stepped out and dabbled, you know, in a pond of peanuts.
You know what made it seem odd was that pause right after he asked her. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if that was editing and made it so dramatic, but it just felt like...
Which it could be, because going back to the Rolls Royce Wraith, I've seen a lot of them, but that particular one, the way they shot it, it just looked so good. So it's
something about them. It's something about them editors. Yeah, we got our eyes on y'all. We know.
I got a lot to say about the editors for this episode, though. Because there's something else that happened, and I was like, what?
But I mean, I feel like Andre has stepped out. I'm sure Andre stepped out.
Oh yeah,
Andre's gone to Chuck E. Cheese, and some girl gave him some tickets.
With Gabe.
Let me stop, because that's insinuating too much, and that's the father of her child. So I'm gonna stop. Trina and Tawanda go to the store to buy a blender, and Tawanda brings up that Trina's actually lived through a divorce, so she's really leaning on her for advice. Kind of different, because as they mentioned before, Trina like divorced Gabe, got back with him, then divorced him again, and got very different. Mm-hmm. Very different. And then they also bring up the lawyer just having all the experience. But at this point, like, I feel like Tawanda could win this on her own. She don't even need Ontavious. She doesn't need him. But we'll see. Let's talk about Tony and Tamar drinking, which I love.
As always.
You know, and this is the kind of show you have to watch and drink. YouTube family out there, AfterBuzz TV people, I hope that you guys are having a drink watching us.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you guys are having a drink watching Braxton Family Values. It's the kind of show you have to make a drink. Tamar claims that Tony had old church breath.
What's this, hysteria? It was so many kind of names. Okay.
Church breath. Anywho, she's talking about the fact that 7% of what's coming out in the press right now is inaccurate. She's saying that the whole biting incident is inaccurate. I even heard something about a baby. You know, the press is just eating Tamar up right now. I feel like she has a little bit of a case.
This is where I have a problem with the editing of this episode, because I just felt like we could have had a little bit more lead up to that. You know what I'm saying? To remind us, because I had forgotten about
all that
whole quote-unquote biting incident.
Me too.
And I didn't even remember the stuff that they talked about with the girl, with some other side chick or something like that.
Yeah.
Until she brought it up on Wendy. So I just felt like, I mean, we needed a reminder. Because it just came out of nowhere. Right?
Maybe that's
how I felt.
Maybe they didn't want to just, you know, rip the Band-Aid off the wound. They just wanted to just, you know, mention that there was a wound.
Oh, I mean, okay.
Anyway.
Because I almost felt like we didn't even need it.
Well, I mean, there are always filler scenes.
I was just going to say, for the sake of fillers.
You know, now just filler.
I don't even feel like at this point anybody really gave that those two situations any credence, and we just all kept it moving.
Mm-hmm. Right. Tony did bring up a good point that sometimes as a sister, you just don't know what to say. So Tamar was talking about how she's, you know, kind of brought things up with them, but they don't always know what to say. And let's just go back to where the season ended 6 months ago. They brought up one thing and Tamar stormed out of the room. Mm-hmm. So Tamar, in my opinion, can be a little sensitive. And if I were in their position, I would just be quiet 90% of the time. Because I don't want anybody chop my head off.
No, I ain't that tight. I mean, let me find out something happening with my sister. And it's rumor or not, I'm calling her. You all right, girl? like something
or a text or something.
A text or something, right, like, yeah, I don't know what's going on, but I'm seeing the stories. Are you good?
Right.
And sometimes it's not even like, is it true or not? It's just, are you good?
Like, are you straight? Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Are you alright?
That's like, I mean, that's just common courtesy. And I don't care if I don't care how many times you bite my head off about something, especially if we family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask the questions. I cannot not ask a question.
Yeah, especially when it goes to social media. So I want to hop to the next scene. I don't remember this at all. So apparently, Tony got nominated for a Grammy. Tracy gave her a shout out about the Grammy. And then Tamar shaded Tracy about using auto-tune on her songs. First of all, and you guys are the music people here, everybody uses auto-tune. What the hell kind of statement is that, Tamar? I thought that was rude. I just thought it was really rude. But apparently that's where a lot of this beef is coming in. Not only was Tamar not invited to be on this Broken Wings unreleased.
I'm sorry. Because unreleased make it sound like it ain't never coming out. It's shelved.
We are laughing at the apparent shade behind your statement.
No, right. Let me just say this.
Unreleased in the music world is not a good term.
Let me just say this. I really enjoy when I go on things like a Tidal or a streaming service and they have like the albums on there from your favorite artists that were like unreleased tracks only in Europe.
Oh, right. Yeah, those bonus tracks.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I like those kind of tracks.
The unreleased are the best ones. The ones that they don't put on the album can be the best ones.
Yes.
Y'all know. I hope I find Broken Wings somewhere else.
We love you, Tracy. Okay, we want you to know that. We want to hear the song.
We waiting on the album, Tracy.
I swear to God, as soon as Broken Wings drops, we are going to play it from beginning to end as the intro for AfterBuzz TV, Bryce. I'm telling you.
Because we want to hear the song.
Because, hell, we've been hearing about it.
Mostly because it's been a point of reference for so long.
Right, okay, and the studio session was lit, so we want to know what's up.
Like, I don't know any song in 2017 that's getting that much promo and airtime before we've even heard it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of promotion behind a song that has not been released. Anywho, let's move forward. Apparently, Vince promised Tamar a house in Atlanta. I don't remember that, but they do go to meet up with a real estate agent. By the way, Angel, their real estate agent, nobody in Atlanta's ugly. Everybody in Atlanta's just gorgeous. Yeah. She was so pretty. They meet up to go look at a 7,000 square foot house with a 2-story family room listed for $2.4 million. Kalima, are we buying this house?
Not in Atlanta.
Okay.
Not in Atlanta.
Kalima. She was it sounded like she was trying to sell it to you. She's like, Kalima, are we buying this house or not?
Yeah. I don't know. Just, man.
Okay, so like, if you think about it, you can get a very nice house for a relatively inexpensive price in the Atlanta.
But
right?
Everyone knows that you can counter offer. Like, they could have countered.
What was they gonna do?
But the issue is that it wasn't enough space.
Right.
Apparently.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. It definitely wasn't. Not for $2.4 million.
I mean, think about it. If you could afford a mansion, mm-hmm. that is a mansion.
Yeah.
And you, I mean, I think $2 million mansion for that much space, and it's clearly, like, a private area. Like, is it gated? I don't know about the specs and the, you know, the benefits and stuff, but I thought that was a lot of space, but it's not enough space.
Well, Tamar, I had to catch myself because I started to chuckle.
See, they're so used to
it
LA
was a Charay
luxury. They're used to LA luxury.
How much does Chateau Charay cost?
Is it done, y'all? Is it finally finished?
My God.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Okay,
Another show.
Yeah, because that was real spacious.
But Tamar said that, you know, they are looking to expand their family.
That's
and I think that was a big part of it. And then she also talked about how Logan and Miss E have a very close bond, mm-hmm. and they needed the space. And I'm like, yes, so he doesn't run over her ass again with a golf cart. Oh God. Okay. Let's move on because I cannot do this with you guys tonight. I'm going back to my house that is not listed for $2.4 million. All right, yeah, $2.4 million. They meet up at Uncle Julio's. So restaurant alert. Another restaurant to
Uncle
add
Julio.
To plugs. When you go to Atlanta, go to Uncle
to
Julio's.
The
And I want to go to Atlanta just to go to Bar Chicks. And I've been saying that since like 6 months ago.
Oh, yeah, for real. Sounds like the food is amazing.
I know. I need to get there. They have more talks about this whole divorce and everything. And they pulled Tamar aside. So it was Tracy and Tawanda. And they tell Trina basically that, Trina. You know,
it's so funny because all their names start with T's. So it's so tricky.
And when you haven't talked about them in so long.
Man.
Anywho, Trina and Tawanda basically briefed Tamar that there is an issue with Tracy. And they need to talk.
Mm-hmm.
They need to talk. I guess they're going to get to it. They cheers and say, to liquor and sisters.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Liquor and sisters.
I like that. Tamar and Vince go shopping for the house. Vince looked very slim again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he did. Did he share how he lost the mm-hmm. weight?
Nope. He didn't say anything while I was there, but whatever
he
did, it worked.
Even in the interview he did with Wendy. He talked about.
I think he made reference to like changing his eating habits.
Yeah,
but
that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well,
that's all I know.
And like she said he don't eat. Remember, Tamar was like, Vince doesn't eat. He don't eat. So if that literally means he does not eat food, then maybe he does not eat food. But that came from his wife's mouth.
it just struck me in all kinds of ways. Anywho, so this episode ended in the weirdest way. I looked at you for about 30 seconds. Tamar shows up to have a closed door conversation with Tracy.
And the door closed.
Like, wait, what? So we don't know what happened. It just ended. And then it went into Soul Food or whatever that show was.
Soul Food.
That's a one-season-ass show. I heard it here first. So let's get into some predictions. Okay. It is the mid-season premiere.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be rocking with you guys for the rest of this season. Hopefully we can get some of the cast here. We're going to keep working on that. Tawanda, mm-hmm. you owe us a show. But any predictions for what's going to happen, how this season's going to play out? I'll save it. Who wants to start?
I think that, like, I love to see in the end how mature Tamar is. She also seems to be, like, happier. And I hope that her and Tracy can have a conversation and, like be able to just be honest about your emotions. Obviously, they were both in their feelings, like, apologize about it. I feel like it's going to blow over. I feel like they're trying to build it up, but, like, either the next episode or the one after that, it'll be over. It'll be squashed. I don't know. And I hope we get to see the new mansion in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Like, I love seeing new homes. Yeah. And I love, like, seeing, like, real estate, obviously, in LA, but definitely in Atlanta, too. Like, just the different pricing and stuff. So, I'm excited.
I want to see, for me, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and make this prediction that Tawanda's going to keep this LA pad.
Oh, yeah.
She's got to have somewhere. And why don't they ever stay with each other when they go visit each other? That's, I'm always in awe of that.
Because you need your own space. We've gone through this before.
if I'm going to visit my friends, I'm going to stay with them if I go to, you know what I'm saying?
But not every time.
So if you go out of town, you would rather stay at your friend's house than go stay at a hotel?
But if you're there all the time, She's like, I'm going to Atlanta all the time.
Yeah, I would want to stay at that house.
It just seems like that's not what I would do.
You're going there a lot, though. Because then next thing you know, you're going to be coming here
then
a lot.
Then you got a family.
Then
be in a hotel.
You're going to start being messy. Yeah. Then you're going to start drinking my vodka.
Now we know how you feel about that.
I didn't offer that to you. You buy your groceries and leave them on this side of the refrigerator.
Right.
You have a cupboard.
You're so crazy.
Yes.
I know that the whole kids custody thing is going to blow over so quickly. Because does he even have an argument? Like the... Her attorney was acting as if, like, this is something she should be very cautious about.
Well, I think only in the sense that if the spouse was helping to make the other spouse's career successful,
right?
Then there's some leeway with
but
that,
they,
right?
And they mention that.
Yeah, so...
It's very, very hard to convince a judge to take kids away from a mom. It's extremely hard. And that's, like, that's just like
a stable mom.
Common, yeah, exactly. That's like common, like standard. Like you don't, unless like the mom is unstable or financially unstable, emotionally unstable, whatever it is, it's very, very hard to take kids away from a mom. I'm sure the judge is probably going to try and come up with some 50-50 or some sort of like percentage split. But he obviously has an ulterior motive, and that's really all I feel like they need to prove. Why does he want all this?
He's just, I mean, like, my whole thing about Andre and this divorce. So if you get, you don't have a place of your own. Are you going to get the kids and not get the houses? You know what I mean? Like, it's got to be one or the other. Mm-hmm. You can't get the kids. What are you going
to
do?
But if he gets the kids, he more than likely would be able to fight for those homes. Like, they would be more, like, lenient, like, leaning towards, you know, giving him the homes if he got the kids.
Andre's going to have those kids living in the McDonald's playpen.
We all right. The kitchen right here. Tables right there. They can play right there.
That's what Andre's going to do.
I'm done. Okay, so were you done with your predictions, Rich?
Oh, I predict an amazing cash trip.
Mm, I remember when they went to Jamaica, and I
love
that.
I love a cash trip.
Yeah, me too.
I love a good cash trip. We should go somewhere.
The cash trip always turned messy.
Look, let's go to Compton.
I thought she was going to say Cabo, y'all. She said Compton, okay?
Let's go to Compton.
It's like...
Right. Okay, well, I'm going to predict, excuse me, for the next episode that... Tamar and Trina, excuse me, Tamar and Tracy are going to be able to hash it out in a very mature way because it does seem to me that Tamar has grown a lot. Again, when she sat down and had the conversation with Tawanda and Trina, you know, she was very not Tamar, in my opinion, because usually Tamar's da-da-da-da-da, she don't want to hear, she don't care, you feel me? But she was very receptive to what they had to say. Even they were like, yo, we're proud of you, you feel me? So I think that it's, like you said, it's going to blow over. I think it's going to be a real, you know, I apologize for what I did. I apologize for what you did. It's 2 years ago. It's in the past. Let's move on.
True.
As far as the season, Toni Braxton is working on a new album, so I'm excited about that. I hope that we get to see that. That's what I read today, but I'm hoping that it's a solo record.
Yeah.
Huh. LOL.
I'm sure.
We need a solo Toni album, y'all. Yeah. I don't want to, I mean, shout out to Toni Braxton and the Babyface record. It was dope, but we need a solo Toni album.
Yeah. Now.
When you're making love, you don't want to hear all that bird shit. You just want
to. All that bird stuff. I'm done. I'm done. Them bird calls.
I'm sorry, I went too far. I went entirely too far. I want to piggyback off of something regarding next episode. I think they are going to have you know, it's all love, but it's going to be anticlimactic, and it's not going to be worthy of this. This build-up, you know, this cliffhanger ending that they had today. It's going to be like, you guys made us wait a week for that.
Yeah.
Like, cut out the race scene and put, you know what I mean? Like, you could have cut something. Now, season-wise, I have a bold, bold prediction that will come out, like, the second to last episode.
And the door closes. End scene.
Tamar is pregnant.
Well, she ain't pregnant now, so they must be filming right now.
No.
She ain't pregnant now.
You heard through the grapevine?
I dreamed of fish last night. That's all I'll say. Okay. I predict that Tamar and Vince are going to get pregnant. And, yeah.
Mm. Bombshell, y'all. We'll see.
We shall see.
That's a big prediction.
Anywho. When you are sitting at home drinking your champagne in your $2.4 million home. Guys. You guys made me laugh so hard. I cannot come here and do this show and you guys make me laugh.
So glad we're back.
Go on AfterBuzz TV across the board on social media. Make sure you guys go to the YouTube because I will be reading all those shady-ass comments because I love all those shady-ass comments. You can find me on social media when sports and pop culture collide at So McCall Hall on Twitter and McCall Hall of Fame on Instagram. Where can they find you guys in your $2.4 million homes?
Y'all can find me everywhere at Mr. Carter in my $2.4 million home.
Yes, and you can find me at Kalima Music Art Wisdom and my $2.4 million home. He ain't gonna do it.
You can find me at DJ Richie Sky on social media and in my $5.5 million.
Okay, right.
That's what we do on AfterBuzz TV. Braxton Family Values. Yeah. See you next week.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.